Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week's episode delivers a comprehensive roundup of the most interesting and urgent stories in technology, starting with Linux CPU scheduling developments. The Linux kernel is seeing exciting work on the extensible scheduler class, known as shed_ext, which is set to transform how CPU resources are managed. Shed_ext redefines CPU scheduling by enabling users to install their own custom schedulers via BPF or Berkeley packet filter programs. This unlocks a huge amount of flexibility, letting SYS admins and developers personalize scheduling strategies to match their workloads. Recent updates to shed_ext have introduced support for hierarchical subschedulers, which means you can now better organize different types of workloads hierarchically. Compatibility issues with proxy execution, a recurring headache in the past, are also being systematically resolved. Altogether, these improvements are set to bolster both CPU resource management and overall system performance on Linux systems. Stepping back, this progress mirrors a larger trend in the Linux and open source world towards greater modularity and control for end users. It's a great time to be in the trenches with Linux, given how much empowerment is now possible for system customization and fine-tuning. Now, let's turn to software security. A hot topic as ever, especially with so many critical systems running Linux. Recently, leading Linux distributions like Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, Magia, Oracle, Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu have moved with urgency to release security updates. These updates focus on patching vulnerabilities in vital packages such as QGUs, crucial kernel modules, a range of Python libraries, and networking utilities. What's clear is that maintaining system security isn't a one-off task. It's a continuous process requiring vigilance and discipline. So if you're running servers or desktops on any mainline Linux distro, be sure to keep a close eye on mailing lists and update advisories. Proactive software management is one of the best lines of defense you have. Security also ties closely to another huge trend we're witnessing, the emergence and growing power of AI agents in software development. Over the past year, we've seen AI tools become incredibly influential in how code is written, reviewed, and deployed across teams. Major events like the upcoming Weir Developers World Congress North America, co-hosted by Docker, are zeroing in on this very topic. The conference will explore how AI agents not only enhance productivity, but also enable entirely new modes of team collaboration and codebase management. Legal and ethical issues are in the spotlight as well, highlighted by a recent lawsuit filed by several major publishers against Google. The case focuses on the use of copyrighted materials to train Google's Gemini AI model. Decisions in this space will shape not only AI development, but also the future of intellectual property in technology settings. It's worth noting how these discussions reflect a wider need for strong frameworks and guidelines for AI ethics, transparency, and accountability. In another major milestone, OpenAI has announced its first ever hardware device, the Codex Micro, a testament to the growing intersection of AI and dedicated hardware. The Codex Micro is a desktop keypad designed from the ground up for monitoring and controlling AI coding agents. This limited-run device features a set of fully programmable keys and a rotary knob for precise interaction. Power users leveraging OpenAI's Codex models have already started integrating the keypad into their development workflow. With hardware and software co-evolving, we're bound to see more cross-pollination like this in the near future. Speaking of innovation, let's highlight some remarkable projects coming from the global maker community. The world of DIY hardware and 3D printing remains as vibrant as ever, with creators developing functional enclosures for microcontrollers like Arduino and Raspberry Pi. These innovations are about more than aesthetics. They're about tailoring solutions to solve real-world problems and improve usability for niche needs. Initiatives such as Number 3 DT Thursday keep the spirit alive by encouraging open collaboration and sharing of design schematics among hobbyists and professionals alike. One eye-catching project that's caught my attention is the community-designed filament dry box, a gadget that helps preserve the quality of 3D printer filament by keeping it moisture-free. It's a perfect example of enthusiasts addressing their own needs with elegant, custom solutions the market hadn't considered until recently. On the commercial hardware side, AMD recently dropped the Ryzen 7700X 3D processor, drawing a lot of buzz in the Linux gaming scene. Enthusiasts and reviewers are passing out the performance benefits, particularly how this CPU's architecture favors demanding gaming workloads under Linux. Compatibility and tuning remain ongoing projects, But the trend towards Linux as a mainstream gaming platform is only accelerating. It's exciting to see how the community is not only keeping up with hardware innovation, but driving it through advocacy and clever adaptation. Another significant platform that continues to evolve is FreeBSD, a stalwart of the Unix world. The FreeBSD team is hard at work on version 16.0, slated for release in December 2027. What makes this release truly momentous is that it'll be FreeBSD's first version completely devoid of GNU code and its base system. For context, GNU utilities and libraries have been a foundational part of countless free and open source projects for decades. Moving beyond GNU represents a broader push toward modular, independently architected operating systems and reflects FreeBSD's commitment to autonomy. This also signals to developers and users alike that FreeBSD is ready to lead in areas where a fully unencumbered codebase is required for either technical or licensing reasons. Staying on future trends, let's address privacy, a recurring theme for anyone using modern connected devices. Wearable health technology is enjoying booming popularity, with a recent survey revealing that roughly 40% of Americans own at least one. That's millions of people generating a massive trail of biometrics, movement, and routine health data every day. Despite the benefits, including personal fitness tracking, medical insights, and gamified wellness, serious privacy and security challenges remain unresolved. Many commercial wearables still lack robust data protection or clarity around how user information is handled. Few manufacturers offer end-to-end encryption to ensure only users have access to their personal health records. Even transparency reports detailing when and if user data is shared with law enforcement are scarce. Among major device makers, only Apple and Google currently provide such reports, highlighting a transparency gap that needs urgent attention. As a result, users are left making choices with incomplete information about the privacy risks associated with their health data. Regulatory attention is rising, but for now, the responsibility to safeguard personal data falls largely on individual users and advocacy groups. All of this points to a critical need for improved privacy practices, more transparent communication, and strong encryption defaults as wearable adoption grows. Looking across the tech landscape, what stands out this week is both the breadth and convergence of these innovations and concerns. Advances in areas like CPU scheduling, device hardware, and open-source operating systems are creating new opportunities for creativity, agility, and community-driven solutions. Parallel to these gains are the increasing imperatives of security and privacy, which underpin digital trust and user protection. The rise of AI, along with ongoing questions about copyright, ethics, and transparency, signal a fast-transforming field that demands both excitement and caution. For developers, users, and manufacturers alike, the call to action is clear: stay curious, keep learning, and adapt quickly to new realities. The challenges may be evolving, but so are the tools and knowledge available to any open-minded technologist. Whether it's patching your favorite Linux box, experimenting with 3D printing, or weighing up which wearable to trust with your health data, the need for mindful action has never been greater. So, take a moment to check those software updates. Consider the privacy settings on your devices, and keep an eye on breakthroughs in both AI and hardware, because the future is being built right now, in real time. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening.